Good morning, crew.
I have an announcement to make.
Today is Thursday.
Welcome to our show.
I love this show.
Me too.
It's really, really funny.
Well, maybe not funny, haha, but certainly funny. Hee hee.
It's Thursday.
If you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there on the radio.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Are you adequately prepared to rock?
Wow.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Good morning and welcome. It's Thursday morning and it's been sprinkling. It's kind of letting off right now.
Yesterday. But... Oh,
wow!
My God.
Wow.
It was insane. It was the kind of rain that you, when they show it in a movie, you're like, it never rains like that. It's not how it rains.
Yep, right. Yeah.
It was, we went upstairs in my parents' bedroom and, the way that the window is, it looked like a waterfall. Like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
It was coming down. The kids were like, look, it's a waterfall. I'm like, yeah, it's like Hawaii right here in Canton.
See, we didn't get that we didn't get that yesterday, north of the city. We got some rain, but nothing heavy like that.
Oh, we just got incredible downpours.
It was insane.
Just incredible
south
downpours.
Of the city.
Most of the water dripping that heavily was off of my own body.
That's
at one
right.
point,
yeah.
the
humidity.
Was
it was
yeah.
sticky. Okay, well, hey, and speaking of the weather, Hank was just telling me, they say that this is so far the hottest August in history.
The hottest beginning of the month.
Yeah.
What is today? The 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? The 9th. August 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Hottest beginning of the month of August in history.
That's probably due to the Red Sox.
Of course.
Yeah.
And they are hot.
They're hot. Yeah, that's the heat's being up. And so PJ, the Eternal Intern, this is something I got to talk about this morning, was telling me that she saw yesterday that there's a parking spot. It's on Beacon?
On Beacon Street. It has a lovely view of the I don't know what they're saying, but it's a generous single parking spot. And you will not believe the price of this parking spot.
And it's
spot.
For a condo, right?
For a condo.
Okay. You can't believe how much they're charging for this. We'll give that information a little after 6 this morning. Okay. So, the Bradgelina...
Oh,
brouhaha.
Brad and Angelina. It's good. There's
that.
A counterpoint now.
Okay, dirty laundry.
Rich people.
7:45 this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, and you know what? I think at 8:20, I want to talk about the movie I saw yesterday that I loved so much that Lauren Owens would have walked out of after 10 minutes.
Really?
Really? I want to hear about that earlier.
All I could think about was how you would just get up and leave and how it was having so much fun.
I'm anxious to hear what it's about.
I'm dying to hear what this is. Okay, what time are you going to do that?
8:20.
I can't wait that long.
Okay, 7:25, Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. We'll talk just how hot the Red Sox really are. The Patriots. Can you believe this? The Patriots start playing football tonight.
The boys of summer and the boys of fall playing at the same time.
Playing together. All this coming up this morning right here, Lord and Wally Morning Show.
Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so Matt wants to get his coworker James for his birthday. So I'm going to call James as corporate IT because his internet usage has been flagged.
Hey, good morning, James.
Yes, James. This is Mr. Dabalina from corporate IT, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Bob Dabalina from corporate.
Corporate IT.
Corporate IT?
Yes, corporate IT.
Okay. I didn't know there was a corporate IT. Is this with Frank in the regular IT or?
No, this got kicked upstairs to corporate IT. That's why I'm calling you, James.
Okay.
So,
what can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping we need to get some of your passwords to your accounts.
I'm sorry, my passwords?
Yeah, it seems like your search history has been flagged for some inappropriate content in the workplace, so it got kicked up to us here at corporate IT.
Wait. I got flagged for what?
Some of the websites you've been visiting and your search history.
There's got to be a mistake. What's the problem? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of the websites and some searches. I see one of the websites you've been going to is xland.net.
Oh, really?
Xland?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about there, James.
I did not go... I think... No, it's not... Not land. There's a place called Penn Island. It's for my father collects like old pens and stuff, and he's really into it. But no, that's
really?
Penn Island. I can see how that can be misconstrued. No, sir. No, I did not go on.
Okay, well, we'll check that out. And then some of your search history here. Just the other day, you were searching for like breasts and strip and sausage, and that's just some disturbing.
We're having our barbecue. It's my daughter's graduation. We're having a barbecue, so I was going. Yeah, no, that's like chicken breast and link sausage and strip steaks and stuff like that. No.
Okay. You might want to put recipe in the search bar when you're putting that stuff in there, and it won't get flagged as often, I would imagine.
Okay. I'll do that, I suppose.
That's important. And I don't know why you're searching for swinging in Hingham. That seems a little inappropriate to be looking at that for swinging during, you know, work hours. I don't know what you're into there, James.
Oh, no, that's just funny.
Just go to the Scarlet Oak Tavern, you know.
No, I do not go to the Scarlet Oak Tavern. No, sir. I play golf, and I was looking up for my golf swing. You know, I keep hooking, so I was looking.
That explains the other things we've been searching for there. I saw hooking in here, and I didn't know what kind of business you were trying to run out of your cube there. I saw you just went to a website called Presence. I don't know what that's all about or what you're trying to do there, James.
Presence.
Yeah.
I can't even. It's the same thing as this land. It's who represents. No. WHO/represents is not. No, it's not presence.
Oh, I thought.
I'm not looking for presence. I promise. My daughter's an actress. You wanted an agent, so I was, you know, researching. Am I in some kind of trouble here?
I think you're going to have to be on corporate probation for a little while. We're going to have someone come stand behind your computer when you're searching for things. Unless we go to the next level, then we're just going to have to give you, you know, a typewriter.
Typewriter? Somebody's going to stand behind me? Are you talking all day? I have to have somebody watch my search history?
Yeah, I'm afraid
so. Unbelievable. This is all
kind of on probation.
What's your name again?
It's Mr. Dabolina. Mr. Bob Dabolina.
Okay, Bob. I didn't do anything. This is all just a misunderstanding. I went through. I didn't go to Land. I went to Penn Island.
Do you ever search for the Brian Bellbuster on WROR?
Oh, God.
Hey, James, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Am I on?
Yeah, Matt wanted to give you a call and maybe mess with you a little for your birthday.
That is, oh, God. You guys had me going there. I was just like, ooh, holy. Matt, I'm going to get you back, dude.
Well, we can help you with that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I want revenge.
Well, good luck with your golf game and your cookouts and your pen collecting, I guess.
All right. Thanks, guys. I love your show.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, James.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorna and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
6:20, Thursday morning. Time for your early Men from Maine, everybody. So here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ethos walks into $3 Dewey's and spots Lim reading the Bangor Daily, and we hear...
Well, say, Lim, what are you reading in the paper?
I'm reading my horoscope.
Really?
Mm.
Well, tell me, do you really believe in that astronomical horoscope mumbo-jumbo?
Oh, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I'm a Capricorn. We're very skeptical, you know.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna and Wally Morning Show.
More Lorna and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Hey, did you see what American Pickers found and bought yesterday?
Wow.
This goes way back.
My favorite show.
Really?
Tom Wolf. Oh, I want to be Tom Wolf.
Okay, yep. How long is it? But you were just bragging to us yesterday. It's been a long time since you've been to the Goodwill.
I did go to Goodwill 2 days ago, I came out with nothing.
Oh,
nothing?
Good for
okay.
You.
American Pickers, you're not going to believe what they found. And it's got roots. It traces its roots right here to Boston. They found it. They bought it. You won't believe it. We'll cover that in the meantime, Hank.
The Lorna and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
We're going to come together. That is Aerosmith. Okay, and speaking of Aerosmith, let's go back in time to the 70s.
Ooh, fun.
To the 70s. So yesterday they announced that American Pickers... Hank's favorite TV show.
Oh, Tom Wolf is my hero. I want to be Tom Wolf.
American Pickers, because I don't watch this show. It's okay. A show about what?
They go about picking, not your nose. They go out to different locations and go through like antique things, and they can be toy things. They're looking for things that could have value,
okay.
And they'll pay a fair amount for it.
Yeah.
And they always convey that, listen, we need to sell these, so we're going to mark them up, so let's come to a fair price.
You know, they'll go to, like, old barns.
Okay.
You know,
right.
You find all kinds of incredible things in old barns
and
things
like
this. Yeah.
In one of last week's episodes that I saw, they went to this old toy store that closed in, like, 1956, and the people owned the property, And all the toys had been there since 56. Nobody had touched those toys in over, you know, 60
years. So they were like mint,
years.
Right? Yep.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So they were mint. So then they went in, and it's an interesting show. So they found this guy who had purchased the farm from somebody else, and this truck was just laying on his property. It's just a gigantic property, so he never did anything about it.
Right, yeah.
Somehow American Pickers
and
found
it's,
out
it's right
it.
Out here in Chesterfield, which is, you know, about 100 miles west of where we are right now.
Yo, so they went out there, and they saw the van, but they had no way of knowing, like, well, is this legit?
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Could be just, you know, folklore.
Right.
And so what they did is they went, and they found one of the founding fathers of Aerosmith. His name was Ray Tabano. He was a founding member, and he lived nearby in Stockbridge.
Really?
So, and they knew that Aerosmith, you know, they had started here, and a couple of the guys lived here, so they took him to see it.
In the woods.
It looks like an old milk truck.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. But it's rusted, it's painted, it's got a...
It's got a flat tire.
Flat tire, and he goes, oh, yeah. And then he pulled out pictures that were actually...
So this was their original
legit.
Tour. It was their touring van.
This is their original touring van. And they told the story how they would go and play for $150 up in New Hampshire. And when they were done, they would have paid for their hotel, their meals, their tolls, their gas costs. They would each put $3 in their pocket.
This no is, way. That's,
their profit was $3 after a
Aerosmith,
gig.
And this is their van. American Pickers bought it for $25,000, and I think that's a deal.
That's pretty
you
good
think
deal,
it's a
yeah.
deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Are they going to fancy it up, or are they just going to put it like as is?
You know what? I imagine that they'll probably try and restore it.
That's what I would think.
Uh-huh. That's what they'll do, try and restore it to the best of their ability to make it just like it was.
Could you imagine if the seats in that thing could talk?
Oh,
the
my God.
The
story
they would have.
You know, I don't know if I want to know what they have to say.
Oh, we had a couple of guys from Aerosmith on the show one time. We were and just talked about, and they were talking about when they lived down on Calm Ave.
Oh, yes.
He said, oh, my God. He said, yeah, if the walls could talk in that place.
Oh,
and they so this is the bus that they, well, it's not really a bus. It's more like a van that they toured.
Yeah, we'll put
of course it's a van.
In the 70s. Of course it was.
Aerosmith's van in the 70s.
I mean, you could take this on a neighborhood tour around the city of Boston. Yeah. People would line the streets.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
When Steven Tyler heard about it, he said, wow, we toured in the 70s? You know what I mean?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
It's hard to believe, but football season kind of sort of kicks off tonight with preseason football. So before Hank does the 740, the 645 sports report, stadium food, the latest and the greatest in stadiums for the upcoming season. In the meantime,
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
You know what? It's starting tonight. It's hard to believe, isn't it? But football season starts. Well, basically pro football preseason is coming back tonight. Game number one, the Patriots are playing the Redskins tonight.
Oh.
And so this always gets very interesting this time of the year because all the stadiums, they start rolling out different kind of stadium foods for the fans this year. This is one of the most interesting I've found so far. So the question is, do you think you could eat this, or do you at least know someone who you think could actually eat this? Because they've thrown down the gauntlet. They have a challenge. The Arizona Cardinals have this. They got the Gridiron Burger Challenge.
Okay, is it?
This is a giant $75 burger.
Ooh,
whoa.
Okay, now this is a very pricey sandwich, and it's if you are one person and you can eat, and you have to eat the whole package. It's on a 10-inch bun.
Okay,
it's a big bun. Okay, it's got one-third pound patties of ground beef on it.
Okay.
And then it has 5 hot dogs on top of that.
Okay.
Then it has 5 bratwursts on top of that.
Okay.
Then it has 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon.
Whoa. Okay.
Eight chicken tenders.
Okay.
12 ounces of fries, lettuce, tomatoes, and sauce.
Well, the lettuce is important.
Okay.
Because I'm on a diet.
You're watching your weight. Okay.
Well, roughage needs, you need that with the 20 slices of cheese.
Okay, basically, it weighs a total of 7 pounds.
Oh, like a baby.
Okay, exactly. It's like eating the baby. The dingo ate my baby. Okay, if you can finish it in under an hour, you will win a Cardinals jersey and you get your picture on the Jumbotron. Okay, you know anybody who could do this?
You know.
Yeah, you. You're the only person I know because you're in great shape. You're 6'2", you're lean.
No.
But you eat one meal a day, and it's a gigantic meal.
Okay, well, for example, last night for dinner, I was thinking, okay, the Sox game's on, and I don't want to fix anything. So this way, I blanched up a pound of baked beans.
I don't even know how people live with you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And then I thought, okay, well, what would go good? So I ran out to McDonald's, and I picked up 3 Big Macs. So I had three Big Macs, a pound of baked beans, and a cucumber salad.
Oh, yeah, because, oh, you know,
that's watching my weight, there, okay?
Right. But I'll couldn't, good ventilation.
I couldn't touch this.
I feel like Dave Falcone, my husband, could have eaten this 15 years ago. Because
really?
When we first started dating and got married, he was bigger. He was about 40 pounds heavier. And he loved food. They called him the stomach in high school. And
really?
I knew this was true when we were at Vinny Testa's. Remember that place?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
The
huge
pool.
Portions.
And they had huge portions. And he ordered a lasagna. And when the lasagna came out, it was like a lasagna for a family of five. And I was looking at him. I'm like, oh, leftovers. We're going to have leftovers. Well, the general manager walked by Dave, you know, and touches him on the shoulder and says, you eat that whole thing, I'll throw in tiramisu for dessert for free. Dave didn't even blink, and he didn't even look up, and he didn't even look at me. He just looked off into space, and he's like, silly man.
Did he eat it?
Ate the whole thing.
Amazing.
Ate the tiramisu, too. And I sat there, and I was like, Karen and Goodfellas. I didn't know what to do. I was like, but I said, it kind of turned me on.
And speaking of sports.
Yes. This turned me on.
Yeah?
The Red Sox, the Express keeps rolling along.
Boom.
They won their sixth straight. Boom, they beat up the Blue Jays big. 10-5 last night in Toronto. Rafi Devers, he returned from the disabled list with a double homer and two RBIs. Xander Bogaerts, a double and three ribbies. And J.D. Martinez continues to pound the baseball. He had three more hits. Brian Johnson went seven innings for the win. Yankees beat the White Sox 7-3. The Sox lead still at 9 games in the American League East. We'll talk to Bob Ryan coming up at 7:25, see what he thinks going forward, how long it's going to take us to wrap up the pennant. Rick Porcello goes for his 15th win against the Jays, Ryan Borucki, tonight. Football is back. Patriots host the Washington Redskins at Gillette, kickoff 7:30, their first preseason game. Tom Brady will not play. Most of the starters won't, but Julian Edelman may, despite his 4-game PED suspension. That doesn't kick in until the regular season begins. NBA released their schedule. The Celts open the season October 16th at the Garden against the 76ers, and then the two teams play again on Christmas Day. And changes coming to college basketball. The NCAA will now allow elite high school recruits and college players to have NCAA-certified agents.
Wow.
Before long, they're going to be paying these players. That's what this is
amazing.
Leading to. And that's a look at sports.
Coming up next, we got your Brian Bellbuster. Now, what happens if corporate IT calls and accuses you of inappropriate online behavior? We'll find out. In the meantime, Hank is here to bring you up speed on the commute. What's the latest now? How are we doing out here?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so Matt wants to get his coworker James for his birthday. So I'm going to call James as corporate IT because his internet usage has been flagged.
Hey, good morning, James.
Yes, James. This is Mr. Dabalina from corporate IT. Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Bob Dabalina from corporate.
Corporate IT.
Corporate IT?
Yes, corporate IT.
Okay. I didn't know there was a corporate IT. Is this with Frank in the regular IT or?
No, this got kicked upstairs to corporate IT. That's why I'm calling you, James.
Okay.
So,
what can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping we need to get some of your passwords to your accounts.
I'm sorry, my passwords?
Yeah, it seems like your search history has been flagged for some inappropriate content in the workplace, so it got kicked up to us here at corporate IT.
Wait. I got flagged for what?
Some of the websites you've been visiting and your search history.
There's got to be a mistake. What's the problem? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of the websites and some searches. I see one of the websites you've been going to is land.net.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about there, James.
I did not go. I think. No. It's not. It's not there's a place called Pen Island. It's for my father collects like old pens and stuff, and he's really into it. But no, that's
really?
Pen Island. I can see how that can be misconstrued. No, sir. No, I did not go on.
Okay, well, we'll check that out. And then some of your search history here. Just the other day, you were searching for like breasts and strip and sausage, and that's just some disturbing.
We're having our barbecue. It's my daughter's graduation. We're having a barbecue, so I was going, that's like, you know, chicken breast and link sausage and strip steaks and stuff like that. No, it's not.
Okay. You might want to put a recipe in the search bar when you're putting that stuff in there, and it won't get flagged as often, I would imagine.
Okay.
Maybe put
I'll
recipe.
Do that, I suppose.
Yeah, that's important. And I don't know why you're searching for swinging in Hingham. That seems a little inappropriate to be looking at that for swinging during, you know, work hours. I don't know what you're into there, James.
Oh, no, that's just... This
you could
funny.
Just go to the Scarlet Oak Tavern, you know.
No, I do not go to the Scarlet Oak Tavern. No, sir. I play golf, and I was looking up for my golf swing. You know, I keep hooking, so I was looking.
Oh, well, that explains the other things we've been searching for there. I saw hooking in here, and I didn't know what kind of business you were trying to run out of your cube there. I saw you just went to a website called Presence. I don't know what that's all about or what you're trying to do there, James.
Presence.
Yeah.
I can't even. It's the same thing as this land. It's who represents. No. WHO/represents is not. No, it's not presence.
Oh, I thought.
I'm not looking for presence. I promise. My daughter's an actress. You wanted an agent, so I was, you know, researching. Am I in some kind of trouble here?
I think you're going to have to be on corporate probation for a little while. We're going to have someone come stand behind your computer when you're searching for things. Unless we go to the next level, then we're just going to have to give you, you know, a typewriter.
Typewriter? Somebody's going to stand behind me? Are you talking all day? I have to have somebody watch my search history?
Yeah, I'm afraid
so. Unbelievable. This is all...
kind of on probation.
What's your name again?
It's Mr. Dabolina. Mr. Bob Dabolina.
Okay, Bob. I didn't do anything. This is all just a misunderstanding. I went through... I didn't go to land. I went to Penn Island.
Do you ever search for the Brian Bellbuster on WROR?
Oh, God.
Hey, James, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Am I on?
Yeah, Matt wanted to give you a call and maybe mess with you a little for your birthday.
That is, oh, God. You guys had me going there. I was just like, whew. Holy. Matt, I'm going to get you back, dude.
Well, we can help you with that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I want revenge.
Well, good luck with your golf game and your cookouts and your pen collecting, I guess.
All right. Thanks, guys. I love your show.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, James.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorna and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody. Basically, this is completely wrong because life is wrong. I mean,
wait a minute. Let me just say it this way.
Okay.
Being positive and optimistic is no way to go through life.
Shut up. So you're going to say that optimism sucks?
Yes.
Really?
And I have a study to back it up. All right? Listen, I vacillate between positive and like absolutely doomsday stuff. So I'm healthy in that respect. This new study out of the University College in London said being positive and optimistic can be bad for your health, and here's why. Feeling stressed and worried, I feel stressed and worried all the time, helps people cope better with bad news. So when pessimists get bad news, they were able to process it and handle it. But when optimists get bad news, it's so crushing that they get overwhelmed with the stress hormone cortisol, which can take a serious health toll. And that's
true. What makes you fat, you know.
They're not prepared.
No, you're not. Like, that's the thing. So, like, I have this friend whose mother said, listen, you know, the things that you worry about don't come true. It's the things you don't worry about that come true. And that's when she started making her list of things to worry about so that they wouldn't come true.
Okay,
but, you know, you like if you worry about, like, I worry all the time about all different things. And so I feel like I'm mentally preparing myself for the worst.
Okay, so you have to look at life from a pessimistic side of you.
Just
and then
a
if it doesn't happen, then that's good.
Yes.
Aim low.
Aim low.
Okay. Yeah.
Aim low. The biggest mistake we make is having expectations of any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Well, now here's a perfect example of this. I think the sports fans of Boston are perfect.
A case study. Yeah.
Okay. It's like we're living in a laboratory here that proves this, because right now we're in the middle of raising an entire generation of people who are not prepared to lose.
They're optimistic when they're watching a baseball game, especially the Red Sox. They're like, they can win. Okay. Versus years ago.
Absolutely. We always knew they were going to lose.
Case in point.
Yeah.
9-game lead over the Yankees, and people are talking like the season is over.
I know.
I start thinking, wow, Do you remember 1975 against the Cincinnati Reds?
See, that's the problem. This generation doesn't remember that.
Once I got over that, Bucky Bleepin' Dent hit the home run with the monster in 1978.
Okay, and then what happened?
Just as I was getting over that, 1986, the ball goes through Buckner's legs just as they're ready to. They're pouring the champagne.
That's right.
And we lose again.
Okay. Yeah. And what's You're the old saying, Hank, about your grandfather? And
Right. Mike Barnicle wrote this in the Globe. It was a great column. It was like, the Red Sox, they killed my grandfather, they killed my father, and now they're coming after me.
Okay, so now that's the, see, that was a general feeling, and it all started with the Patriots, and the Patriots started winning.
Yep.
Okay, so this entire generation, I'd say anybody born like 1994, 92 to 94.
Yeah. Like my kids born in 96, 97.
Yep.
They're 21
to 22.
They don't know.
They know 11 championships. And you're right. The Patriots started it. 2001 season.
That's right, yeah.
So they win in 2002.
Okay.
And then the curse is broken in 2004.
It's like being pretty in high school. You just don't know what's ahead of you.
And I'm sure that Bob Ryan will verify this theory of ours coming up at 7:25 this morning. Okay. In the meantime...
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
It's time for your 720 Men from Maine, everybody. Hit it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's the aftermath of some hot lovemaking. And Len is lying in bed next to his brand new girlfriend who is gently scratching his special stuff. And we hear...
Say, Bertha, I couldn't help but noticing how much you like scratching my tentacles. Why is that? Oh, I don't know. I guess it's maybe because I miss mine so much.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Didn't I warn you?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, excitement abounds in the studio because Bob Ryan is joining us next. I'm sure that he will agree with our philosophy on optimism.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've been waiting for this. Yes, it's Mr. Everything himself. The Bob Ryan Report is on the air. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Well, good morning. Before we start, I just want to take this opportunity to wish a happy 90th birthday to the inimitable Robert Joseph Cousy. Bob Cousy, wow. Mr. Basketball, the only person in the 20th century who officially had that title, is turning 90 today.
And, wow.
We love you, Cous.
The Cous.
Okay, there you go.
Great. That's great. How he changed the game.
Well, he was a pioneer and one of the handful, of most influential people in how the game got to be played in the 20th century. And he's all ours. So there you go. Okay.
Put Holy Cross on the map.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Bob, so maybe it's just us. We were just talking about optimism and how optimism is not preparing an entire generation of Boston sports fans. And so I'm talking to a buddy of mine a couple of days ago, and at that particular time, I think we had a 9 to 9.5 game lead over the Yankees, and we only got like 45 games left in the season. And he says, telling me how excited he is about that, and I'm saying to him, yeah, but I'm really worried about Chris Sale. So is it just me, or is that the background? That's what happened to us.
Yeah, I think it is what happened. I'm concerned about that, and right now I'm concerned about Craig Kimbrell because he's not he's having trouble in certain situations. He's not as sharp lately, and that's something to worry about because we're thinking about all these things are about how are we going to be able to cope with October. It's all about now.
Yep.
What are they going to be like in October, and we know that Chris Sale has a history that he has to overcome. He has been a brilliant first-half pitcher in his career. He has been a subpar second-half pitcher, and he has not performed well in his brief opportunities in the postseason. So, of course, there's always something to worry about. But in your general discussion, without question, I think about this all the time. I mean, if you were born in 1998, you know, and Hank mentioned that, you know nothing else.
Yep.
The Patriots started this thing when you were either 3 or 4, depending on when your birthday is, in 2002. They won the 2002 Super Bowl. And that's when it started, that we have this incredible run where we are the only city in America that has had championships in all four of the major team sports. And that all happened, of course, in one amazing seven-year stretch from 2004 to 2011, capped by the Bruins.
Yep. Yep.
And the Celtics had that wonderful 2010, and they had a couple of other excellent opportunities, and they're going to be good again this year. But if you, but just sticking with championships idea that the city is going to win one, the Boston has been the most prolific city in America in the 21st century. And by the way, if you were to check the standings and the situation, I should say, of all the teams in all the four major sports, you would be very difficult to find a city who was going to be the next one, who will be the next city where we, they would say that we could, they have won all four. We may go very deep into the 21st century before another city matches this.
Bob, wow. Is this the best Red Sox team in the last 25 years?
25 years. It's a tough one for me. I keep marveling at that. I keep looking at this and say, are they this good? Should this be happening? The 04 team and the 03 team was a tremendous offensive team. That team, the team that lost to the Yankees in the playoffs, the game Pedro was left in too long and all that stuff, Aaron Boone's home run that year. They did win it all, come around and win it all the next year where there wasn't as quite as good an offensive team. But this team just does touch all the bases. Probably, but, you know, they got to have to win it all to get that honor.
Okay. Then the one other question we would like to base we'd like to touch here, because football does, you know, sort
tonight
of start
we get
tonight.
It started, yes.
Okay, so here's my question to you. Are you worried about the Patriots? Of course you are, because we're all, you know, that's the way we are here. Are you worried about the Patriots more about talent or about chemistry?
Talent. I think that things are different down there, but I think they can overcome that. I think it's an issue for the future. What's going to happen? How long will Tom play? How will Bill react when and everybody when Tom's not there? And a few other personnel issues. No, I think that, it's about, did they improve the defense? The one that gave up all the points in the Super Bowl enough? That is Trent Brown, this gigantic man, is going to be good enough at left tackle? Who's going to catch passes from Brady before Edelman comes back? Will Gronk be able to get through the season healthy? Because anytime Gronk's not there, they're a lesser team. No, it's about personnel. It's not about the chemistry thing. I'm not worried about that. That's an offseason. That's something for the future.
There you go, Mr. Everything. Everything. Thank you very much. You have any shameless plugs?
Yeah, by the Bob Ryan, not the Bob Ryan podcast, that will return in September. But the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom each Monday and Friday morning. Tomorrow morning, tune in. You'll enjoy it.
Have a great one, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay, now coming up, the Dirty Laundry Report. This is an amazing story.
What 69-year-old man is becoming a father?
Well,
what?
For the second
Who could
time.
It be? Oh. Who could it be? Okay.
I mean, my God.
Unbelievable. They'll both be able to change at the same time. The diapers, I'm talking.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Here. Okay, time for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry. That has commenced the activity.
Okay, we're going to get to Michael J. Fox News and the latest on that custody battle between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. But first, I don't even know how to approach this subject. I feel like we're all living too long. And I really like life. But geez, with these men and their old, and they're marrying young fetuses, and then those fetuses are having fetuses.
Reproducing.
Can't take it. Guess who's having a baby at 69 years old?
Let's hear it.
Richard Gere.
Really? Wow.
Richard Gere.
He's that old?
That's your takeaway? Yeah, wow. He's that old.
Well,
he's
actually
68 right now, but his lovely wife.
How old's his wife?
Like 35.
35,
allegedly.
Yeah,
They just got married in April in a very quiet ceremony. Her name is Alejandra Silva.
Look on the positive side. You know, if he and the baby are in diapers at the same time,
that's
it'll
true.
Give a whole new meaning to the term changing gear.
That's a nice story. It's heartwarming.
It's not a nice
he's
story.
He's got a lot of love to give.
A lot
oh,
of love to give.
God,
that's right, Hank.
Okay.
Come woman on. That's, and he's going to have
like
another
have,
child.
Would
to
you like to have another baby?
Absolutely
a,
not.
Okay. It's not harmful. No. It's just, listen, I know that people are allowed to be happy. I know that inside, but outside, I just want to slap him in the face and be like, what are you thinking? Also, I feel like he and Cindy Crawford should have probably stuck together and just grown old
together. Oh, you still got the thing about the Cindy Crawford.
He was married
thing,
to Cindy Crawford for a little bit, and then he was married to Carrie Lowell, who was an actress, and then they had a bitter divorce. They have an 18-year-old son together. They had a bitter divorce. It took him like 6 years to get divorced. And now he's married
kind
to
like
this
the
35.
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, now he's married to this young blonde, Alejandra. And now they're going to have a baby. And I guess Mazel Tov, but part of me just is like... Okay.
What's the big problem with it? Just his age? It'll be too old to be a dad?
You know, men that are old and like got one foot in a grave and another on a banana peel, and they decide that they want to be young again, and they just have a baby with a 35-year-old. It just seems irresponsible. Maybe I'm just angry.
Wow.
He's angry. He's angry.
You look really good, though. You're in good shape.
Thanks so much.
Healthy.
All right. So speaking of kids, Brad and Angelina... This is getting good, everybody. It's getting...
Okay.
You know what? Can I just back up for 1 second about this whole thing? My opinion is that he should have stuck with Jennifer Aniston. This is the thing, everybody. Stick with the first one. Because this mess wouldn't have happened if he just smoked his dope with Jennifer Aniston. Because that's what he used to do all the time. And then she made him banana milkshakes. But no. He had to go skirting around with Angelina Jolie. And now their divorce is getting super ugly.
But didn't you see this coming from the very beginning?
Well, yes. Because
I mean, from the very beginning.
So Angelina Jolie accused Brad Pitt of not paying child support. But then Brad filed papers on his own saying he's given her plenty, including $1.3 million in support and an $8 million loan so she could buy the house she currently lives in. Boy, rich people are different, aren't they?
Yeah. Why would he have to give her an $8 million loan?
He didn't. He didn't.
He was just being a good man.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
he didn't, it was not court ordered or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. He's also accused her of trying to increase conflict between them and manipulate the media coverage. All right, listen. They're both...
I know. They both have
But I
problems.
Do think that she has a very smart way of manipulating the media because she was like this sex kitten, and then she was this vixen, and then she was this other woman, and then she's this
leader.
Mother,
yeah,
like Mother Earth, and then she's a world leader, and she's a chameleon.
She's a great actress.
Anyway, it's really pretty interesting. All right. Yeah. As that will continue on. At least, you know, I love that sort of stuff because it gives me something to talk about at 7:45.
Is he still dating that girl from MIT?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just friends.
Oh.
Just friends.
Okay, sure. Finally, Michael J. Fox. This is kind of interesting. He wants you to know that people with Parkinson's or people with disabilities can be jerks, too.
Really?
He really? Says, I love to show, because Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's and has had it for like maybe 2 decades at this point. He spoke to Variety about his battle with Parkinson's and that the work he's doing to raise money for research. But he also talked about his career, and he was a conniving attorney on Designated Survivor. And he says he likes playing bad guys with Parkinson's because, quote, I love to show that people with disabilities, that people with Parkinson's can be blanks too. That's important. I feel for the disabled community, and I feel part of that community. We are fully rounded people. We just have this issue we deal with. So, you know, basically it's like we can... Everybody's human, and
that's
so
it.
Yeah, he likes playing bad guys.
Little disability doesn't make any difference in the world.
Exactly. So anyway, I love Michael J. Fox. He's the greatest.
Coming up next, we got your Brian Bellbuster for you. So the guy that's head of the IT for your company calls you up and says, "Hey, we got a problem with your misbehaving on the interweb."
Oh boy,
what are you going to do with that? And Hank is here with an update on the commute. Hank, how are we moving out there?
Starro westbound, still have to spin out right by the Elliott Bridge. Traffic brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. 95 North. Slow 123 to 140, 128 south out to the Logan Express. Northbound Expressway, it's steady east Milton to Columbia Road. Southbound busy Columbia to Morrissey. Now 128 north busy 95 to 109, then Route 16 up to Route 30. 93 south busy 110 to 495, then Spot Pond to the Mount Vernon. 93 northbound, we have a new accident after Roosevelt Circle. You're back to Mystic Valley Parkway. Warm weather means Big Y's just like Mom's Deli Salads, home-style potato, egg and potato, macaroni, or coleslaw, made with the finest ingredients, just like Mom used to make. It's no big surprise. It's Big Y.
Okay, I just wanted to give you a little update here. If you are going to the Jimmy Buffett concert at Fenway Park tonight, first of all, I just checked with my hour-to-hour weather machine, and it looks like about 5 o'clock the sun's going to come out. It's going to be a great night for a concert at Fenway, and it's going to be in the 80s, and Hank is going to be there.
Yeah, going to be Lucky Strike Social, which is right over behind Fenway Park, where the old Jillian's used to be. We'll be there 5 to 8 o'clock. And you know what? You can still win tickets. You need to come by and enter to win.
That's right.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's time to put on your thinking caps and play along because $1,000 is up for grabs right now on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds from WROR. Our player is standing by on the line. His name is Matthew Bander. He's from Brighton, Massachusetts, where he works for Star Market, and he believes that he has what it takes to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Well, good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Matthew?
Okay, and well, you?
Good, good. Now, Matthew, here's what's going to happen. Over the period of the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Your job is to answer these questions as correctly as quickly as you possibly can. Don't panic if you don't know one. Just say pass and move ahead, and then maybe when you come back.
I know all that. I hear it every day.
Okay, you know the rules.
You know the rules. Okay, so then everybody's ready to play. Let's get right to it. It's time to play in three. Okay, three, two, one, go.
Okay, finish this song. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high.
Say it again.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high.
Oh, I pass on that.
Okay, what's 82 minus 31?
What?
What's 82 minus 31?
82 minus 31?
Yes.
82 minus 31. 51.
Which airline slogan was Fly the Friendly Skies?
Oh, wow. That's Southwest.
Who was Cindy Crawford's first husband?
Cindy Crawford's first husband? Pat.
What water freezes at what degree in Celsius?
Oh! Well, I'm really sorry to say the time is up, but we will go ahead and review these, if you would, please.
Yes, well, to finish the song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are, Up Above the World So High, Like a Diamond in the Sky.
Okay.
And the airline slogan was Fly the Friendly Skies. It was United Airlines.
Yeah, close.
And who was Cindy Crawford's first husband? Richard Gere.
No problem, though. For you, we have a fine consolation prize. Matthew, this is going to float your boat because you have a four-pack of passes to Boston Harbor Cruises. Godzilla.
Oh, good.
All right, I'm telling you, this thing is really great. You're going to have a ball out there, Matthew. You get strapped into this thing, and it goes speeding across the water like 40 miles an hour.
It's awesome. They spin around,
stop on a dime, and you don't eat before you go. Eat after you go, okay? Okay, it's really great. Anybody else, you can go to Boston Harbor Cruise, and they'll take care of you. And have a great day. Thanks for playing the game, okay?
Thanks, Matthew.
Appreciate it, Matthew.
How do I get these passes?
Okay.
PJ will tell you.
Okay, she'll tell you all this. You hold on. We'll take care of it for you. In the meantime, anybody else, if you'd like to register to play, log on to WROR.com. Okay, coming up next right here at the Lauren White Morning Show. Okay.
I saw a movie yesterday that I loved so much, but 10 minutes into it, I realized that if Lauren Owens was sitting next to me, he would have gotten up and walked out in disgust. And I'll tell you.
Really?
I'll tell you what it is next.
And a great shout out to a great man. They're giving a grand send-off to one of the finest guys ever. His funeral is today. Medford Police Sergeant Detective Richard McGlynn, who just recently passed away at 82. He was married to the lovely Betty 59 years, had 8 kids, served in the Korean War. Then he served in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in 1981, he was making a bank deposit for a local business. Somebody tried to rob him.
Yeah.
They pulled up. They shot him once. As they drove away, they turned and he was still moving. They circled back around and they shot him twice more.
Oh, my God.
And he lived.
Oh, wow. My God.
He was still on the department.
He was on the department for a little bit. He ended up going into retirement, but he had a bullet. There was an inch from his heart that he had to live with for the rest of his
life.
And when I tell you, every single day, this guy had a smile. He's well-known, well-loved in the community. Comes from a really terrific man. And he was a man for man. He had a nice place up in Wells.
He was a man for man,
wow.
Yes.
He and his wife loved Lauren and Wally. His kids that are my age, they love Lauren and Wally. And even his grandson.
It's a vicious cycle.
You know what? You can't shake it. Once you're in the family, you're in the family.
There you go.
So a salute.
Amazing.
Sergeant Detective Richard McGlynn, just a gem.
He will be missed.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
LBF has me on the edge of my seat here because she walks in this morning and says, I went to a movie yesterday that I know that, she said, I loved it, I loved it, I loved it. I know that you would absolutely hate it, hate it, hate it. Okay.
Okay.
So what's the deal?
So I'm in the movie. I took Lucy to the movies yesterday, a hot day. And I'm like, well, let's go see this movie. And this movie, I'm in 10 minutes and I'm having such a good time. And it's great and it's awesome. And the thing that pops in my head is Lauren Owens would hate this movie so much, he would get up and leave. And it is now in my top 10 favorite movies. It has already reached
really?
It. Yes. And
really?
The movie is Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again. Now, I know that sounds strange.
Oh, Fernando.
Really?
I am telling you right now, I had no expectation going in. I'm like, let's just go see this. I saw Mamma Mia. It was a little crazy and a little cheesy, but we'll do it. I've never had a better time at a movie in my entire life because...
That's disturbing.
First of all, it's sun-drenched Greece, and everyone's like nice and tan and blonde and beautiful, and the colors are like that Santorini Greece blue, and everything's beautiful. And then every 10 minutes, Lauren, and this is what would have made you get up and walk out. Every 10 minutes, someone breaks into song. And not only is it a song, it's an ABBA song.
Okay,
and not only is it an ABBA song, it's an ABBA deep cut.
Yes.
Are you? Oh my God. It's your worst nightmare. You
was Loving Me, Loving You in there?
ABBA, the deep
cut. Yeah, I think so in this
Waterloo.
One, yeah.
I mean, there's like... you know how you like play the hits? They were playing such deep cuts that you would have been like, and they're not even playing the hits. They're not even playing the hits. But I loved it. So Lucy was dancing in her seat. It was funny. It was Julie Walters and Christine Baranski are in it.
Okay, you got a taste of this?
Well, I don't have a taste of that, but one second. It's ABBA songs and things like that. But let me tell you, then you're having such a good time. Second to last scene. I have not cried like that at the end of a movie since Fox and the Hound.
I got a feeling if I'd been there, I'd have been crying too.
You would have been crying 10 minutes in. It took me 2 hours. I sobbed, like sobbing with tears coming down my face. And then the last scene, I was happy and dancing in my seat again. And Cher's in it, which makes it even better. And this is what happened. Cher was so excited about ABBA.
This sounds like being on Prozac.
Cher was in it. She was so excited about ABBA that she decided to make an album of covers. And here is a tease of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme that's coming out soon.
Is that an ABBA deep track?
It's kind of a deep track. Quality to it. A little auto. Gimme, 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 a man after midnight. Oh my God. I could see, like, at some club in West Hollywood after midnight, jamming to this song like nobody's business. It's the best. Okay. So anyway.
In my head, I'm watching Lauren Owens drive away and give everyone the finger.
That's right. Okay.
Well,
how'd Cher look?
She looks, it takes a lot of money to look that.
She had a lot of tune-ups.
She's very nipped and tucked. But you know what? She's Cher. That's her jam.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
It's
okay.
Like, you know, what's she going to do? But I'm telling you, it's one of the best things you'll see this summer if you just want a good time. Huh. I challenge you, Lauren Owens, to see that movie and see how long you can take it. You got the money. What's a $12 ticket?
I won't accept that challenge.
Yeah, well, okay.
Really?
I think you should. I think you should.
Okay, I'll go see it.
Yeah, go see it and let me know what you
When's
think.
When's it going to video? Let me know about that, okay?
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And today is a very, very important day because today is the birthday of the legendary Smokey the Bear.
Wow.
74 years ago.
He was born.
The National Forest Service commissioned Mr. Bear to become the official spokesperson for the trees. And so they had a jingle that they sang for him and everything. So,
really?
I very rarely perform like this in public, but I have decided to sing for you this morning the Smokey the Bear jingle.
I'm closing my eyes to envision you in the hat.
Okay. Are you ready?
Do you need like a pitch pipe to get the right
pitch? No, I get it. Okay. Okay, so here we go. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, huffing and a puffing and sniffing the air. Oh, he can smell a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That is how he got his name. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh,
So there you go. That's the Smokey the Bear
That's
theme
very
song.
Impressive.
Thank you very much.
That
okay.
You remembered that and that you sang it so well.
So I'm thinking.
And
what
you do have a good Smokey the Bear voice.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
you do.
Thank you.
I'm
thinking
Smokey
one of these days. Well, you should have seen me before the waxing. So the deal is, I'm thinking one of these days we should go back and try to remember all of the stupid jingles we heard when we were, you know, when we were growing up.
So many of them. Bumblebee tuna.
Yeah, exactly.
Bumblebee tuna. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, and the Chiquita Banana song.
So many.
Unbelievable.
A lot of them Barry Manilow wrote, but
that's right.
The Band-Aid song.
Barry Manilow did the McDonald's.
The Big Mac song.
Yeah, the
yes,
Big Mac
yeah.
song. He did
to all
beef
patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Boom.
And
okay.
I can't remember where my keys are, but that way I know these things.
Okay.
And look at you.
We're going to do that right here on this radio program. In the meantime.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.